This is the Composer's Datebook for December 8th. I'm John Burge. On this date in 1813, Beethoven's Seventh Symphony was played for the first time in Vienna. The occasion was a benefit concert in honor of the Austrian and Bavarian soldiers who died fighting Napoleon, with the concert's proceeds donated to their widows and orphans. At its first rehearsal, some of the musicians found the new work intimidating. A friend of Beethoven's who sat in on rehearsals later recalled, "The violin players refused to play a passage and rebuked Beethoven for writing difficulties that were incapable of performance. But Beethoven begged the gentlemen to take the parts home with them. If they were to practice it at home, it would surely go." The next day, the passage went excellently, and the gentlemen themselves seemed to rejoice that they had given Beethoven such pleasure. Well, the slow movement of Beethoven's symphony so pleased the Viennese audience at its premiere that it had to be encored. On today's date in 1980, a private tragedy also prompted music. On December 8th that year, ex-Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed outside his apartment in New York City. American composer Aaron J. Kernis was then a student at the Manhattan School of Music, living not far from where Lennon was slain. The death moved Kernis to reshape elements of Lennon's song Imagine into an altogether new work for cello and piano titled Meditation in Memory of John Lennon. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.